DeSantis made the announcement flanked by high-powered attorney John Morgan, who led the charge against the smoking ban, as well as Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz, who helped craft Florida's current marijuana laws. The governor, in his second week on the job, is asking the court for a stay on its decision until mid-March, when the legislative session is underway.
I want to have the elected representatives write the law in a way that the people intended, so we'll give them a couple weeks in session to address the smoking issue.
And DeSantis says if action isn't taken on the smoking ban, he'll do it himself.
And if they don't do it, we're going to dismiss the case and we're going to move on.
On the campaign trail, DeSantis said he wanted to follow the will of the voter on smokable marijuana. During his press conference in Winter Park Thursday, DeSantis commented on other ongoing high-profile lawsuits concerning medical marijuana.
I also reserve the right to resolve some of the other litigation that surrounds this issue. I mean, this thing passed over 2 years ago. You know, we need to have the people's will represented in good law that is doing what they intended.
Attorney John Morgan says he didn't vote for DeSantis, but is encouraged by the move.
He's read the constitutional amendment. He's listened to the will of the people, 71%. And the comments that he's made have been so encouraging to me that the people will should be the most important.
While in the Florida House, Congressman Matt Gaetz was instrumental in writing the state's current marijuana laws. Now, he says he sees things differently.
I wrote into the law initially that smoking should not be a part of the medical marijuana program. Now, based on the information I've reviewed and based on the court rulings that have already been made, I'm not confident that that current provision of the law can pass constitutional muster.
Florida's legislative session will kick off March 5th. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.